Mel's mom joins us once a month to talk about all the complaint emails we get here at 100.7 Star. Although I have to tell you, if you remember correctly, last month we got a lot.
Yeah, you said so.
This month, I think there were only four the entire month, of which I gave your mom three.
Okay.
And once again, I don't know if these are genuine complaints or if these are just people that send an email because they want to get on the radio with your mom.
Maybe that's it. Either way.
I don't know. Good morning, Ma. How are you?
Good morning. How are both of you?
We're good.
Ready for the eclipse.
Bubba brought us our glasses, Mom. So we have glasses, me, you, and Jason. And then Brecklin has her pair from school, but we got ours.
Thank you so much.
I asked him if I should pay him, and he said no.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Hey, they're not too bad today. The emails aren't too bad.
Okay. All right. Not so bad. All right. Let's start with complaint email number one.
Okay. Hey, Bubba. I stopped listening to your show early. I always listen between 5:30 a.m. to about 6:30 a.m. The show has just gotten lazy. You really don't do anything on the air for those of us that are listening so early. I remember when you used to do the trending topic. That was always a fun conversation you had regardless if your listeners called in or not. Now you don't do anything until Melanie's Hollywood segment. Why should anyone listen to your show if you and Melanie don't do anything entertaining for your early morning listeners? Can you please explain this to me? Randy. Well, Randy, what would you like to hear? Do you have any suggestions? I think Wednesday they go live. Am I correct?
We do go live. She knows. It's 6 o'clock. Very good, Mom.
Right. So there's something different, and you get to read the comments of all the people that are tuning in. If you have a new idea, I think if you bring it up, some specifics, maybe they can incorporate those. What do you guys think?
Ma, I beg to differ with you, and I never differ with you.
What?
Okay.
I think within the context, the contents of that email, he's recommending that we go back to the Bubba Show trending topic.
Right.
Yeah.
So I, the one. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe he's making his recommendation. Was it he or she? I feel bad. I don't remember if it was
Randy.
Randy, okay. Which I could be a male or a woman, I don't know, and it doesn't matter. Right. So in the end, I do have to agree with him.
He says, I remember when he used to do the trending topic. Maybe he does want us to go back to that.
I am confused because I'm not sure what to do. I mean, following the pandemic, we used to do a lot of fun things between 6 and 6:30.
The pineapple.
And now for some reason it's just hard to get phone calls at that time, right?
Right.
So
not very many people listen.
But they used to call in all the time, and maybe we need to, and we kind of, and then we get I get yelled at for begging for phone calls, and I don't want to do that either. So maybe Mel, remember when we used to put the Bubba Show trending topic online the night before?
We did, and then we would use those suggestions the next morning from our Bubba Show family.
Maybe we give that another try, and maybe we take Randy's suggestion
and
we bring it back starting tonight.
Yeah.
Right. Now, that's a great idea, but do you do that the whole hour?
No, we just do it from 6 to
6:30. Like 6 to 6:30.
Before, from OMG to Melanie into a throwback song into the game of escalation. So maybe we give it a shot tonight.
Yeah.
Well, maybe another suggestion from him, because he said he listens from 5:30 to 6:30.
Okay.
So something in the 5:30.
Okay.
Whatever.
There you go. All right.
I like suggestions.
Yes.
If it's going to be an innovation, then give specific suggestions. He did
innovation.
One.
I love it. That one wasn't so bad, Mel.
No. I don't think it was that bad.
No. Complaint email number two next with Mel's Ma.